It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator Joe Manchin, of course, abruptly pulled the plug this week on the Democrats'
plans to pass... No, Martha, he didn't abruptly.
He abruptly, on Friday,
he didn't abruptly do anything.
He was negotiating for a while.
He has sabotaged the president's agenda. No. Look, if you check the record 6 months ago, I made it clear that you have people like Manchin, Sinema to a lesser degree, who are intentionally sabotaging the president's agenda, what the American people want, what a majority of us in the Democratic caucus want. Nothing new about this. And the problem was that we continue to talk to Manchin like he was serious. He was not. This is a guy who is a major recipient of fossil fuel money, a guy who has received campaign contributions from 25 Republican billionaires. You ask the people of West Virginia whether they want to expand Medicare to cover dental, hearing, and eyeglasses. You ask the people of West Virginia whether we should demand that the wealthiest people and large corporations start paying their fair share of taxes. Ask the people of West Virginia whether or not all people should have health care as a human right like in every other country on earth. That's what they will say. In my humble opinion, you know, Manchin represents the very wealthiest people in this country, not working families in West Virginia or America.
Bernie Sanders this weekend mincing no words regarding Joe Manchin's latest stunt of pulling the football away from Charlie Brown just as he's about to kick. Manchin, after dangling another possible deal to give the voters at least some of what his party promised during the campaign, pulled the plug Thursday on negotiations and stated that he would not support any funding for climate or energy programs or raising taxes on wealthy Americans and corporations. Lovely. So Manchin reportedly told Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer that if Democrats move the budget reconciliation bill before August, he will only support two provisions: lower prescription drug prices by allowing Medicare to negotiate on some of them, and a two-year extension of expiring enhanced health insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. So on Friday, President Biden told senators to move forward with a slimmed-down, healthcare-only reconciliation package before they leave on their August recess. Biden said he'll address tax and climate provisions through executive action. The Texas House of Representatives on Sunday released its preliminary report on the May 24th mass shooting in Uvalde, finding that, quote, systemic failures and egregious poor decision-making contributed to the tragedy that left 19 students and two teachers dead at Robb Elementary School. So who did they blame? Every law enforcement agency involved. Wow. Nearly 400 local, state, and federal law enforcement officers went to the school during the attack, but nobody took charge, according to the report. The school district police chief, Pete Arredondo, assigned himself the role of incident commander, but reportedly didn't follow the protocol in the shooter response plan that he himself had written. The report left open the possibility that more lives could have been saved. It's shocking and horrific. Quite a few developments out of the House Select Committee on January 6th after learning that the Secret Service had deleted texts from January 5th and 6th, according to them, inadvertently. But the committee has called for recovering the data and handing it over. Representatives Zoe Lofgren and Adam Kinzinger said they believed they'd get the information eventually. In the meantime, the next and final hearing in this series of presentations, according to Adam Kinzinger, will happen Thursday evening in prime time, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. This hearing will focus on the actual timeline of the attack on January 6th and what Trump himself did or didn't do that day. Though it's not confirmed, it is believed that former White House counsel Pat Cipollone will testify in person following the deposition he sat for just a couple of weeks ago. One potential witness who ignored his subpoena is in court today as jury selection begins in the criminal contempt trial for Stephen Bannon, the former guy's former strategist. Bannon is charged with refusing to comply with the subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack on January 6th. The committee then referred the case to the Justice Department last year after Bannon defied the subpoena for his records and testimony. and the DOJ charged him with two counts of criminal contempt of Congress. The judge in the case, U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee overseeing Bannon's trial last week, rejected most of Bannon's proposed defense strategies. Bannon has since notified the committee he's now willing to testify. Sure. In related news, a new Associated Press survey of state election officials concluded that expanded use of drop boxes for mailed ballots did not cause any widespread problems during the 2020 election in states controlled by either party. The survey released Sunday found no cases of fraud, vandalism, or theft that could have affected election results. The findings contradicted unfounded allegations of fraud that Republicans have used in some states to eliminate or roll back the use of drop boxes. For example, the conservative majority on Wisconsin's Supreme Court ruled earlier this month that drop boxes can no longer be used widely because they're not allowed under state law. Well, another weekend, another mass shooting. This time, a man with a, quote, long gun and several magazines of ammunition opened fire in the food court of Greenwood Park Mall in Greenwood, Indiana, on Sunday night, killing three people and wounding two others before a bystander with a handgun fatally shot him. The two wounded people, including a 12-year-old girl, were hospitalized and in stable condition. So this is where we are now. Gunfights in a mall in Middle America. Aren't you proud? And finally, 4 years, 5 months, and 4 days after a kid who never should have had access to weapons of war murdered 17 people at Parkland's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. His trial for the deadliest U.S. mass shooting to reach a jury begins today with opening statements. The trial was delayed by COVID-19 and legal wrangling. It's a penalty-only trial to determine whether this now 23-year-old killer will be sentenced to life without the possibility of parole or put to death. The penalty-only trial is expected to last 4 months. And finally, authorities across southern Europe spent this weekend battling huge wildfires across the continent, including Spain, Greece, and France, with hundreds of deaths blamed on soaring temperatures that scientists say are consistent with climate change. At least 1,000 deaths have so far been attributed to the heat wave in Portugal and Spain. Temperatures there have reached as high as 114 degrees Fahrenheit. In France, wildfires have forced the evacuations of more than 14,000 people. Officials continue issuing red alerts, the highest possible, to warn residents. Extremely high temperatures are forecast in Britain today and tomorrow in what would top a previous official record of 102 degrees Fahrenheit. And in the U.S., several states from the North Central Plains to Texas face possible record high temperatures this week, according to the National Weather Service. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And please click on that donate button.